Shalom. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Jerusalem, in association with Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world. It goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Organization, as you know, Brit Am, is concerned with the three R's, research concerning where the Lost Ten Tribes are today, recognition, having the results of our research, the placement, the present location that is proven through our research, recognized. In other words, revealing the truth. And reconciliation, working for the reconciliation between Judah, the present-day Jews, and descendants from the lost 10 tribes of Israel, who today are to be found in Western nations, especially those of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Iceland, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Switzerland, England, Scotland, Wales, Ulster, and Ireland, and their offshoots overseas, including the countries of New Zealand, Australia, descendants of the British and Africa and Dutch, amongst the Dutch Afrikaners in South Africa, and the inhabitants, a good portion of the inhabitants of Canada and the USA. So too, in general, we say that not everyone in the nations we enumerated belongs to the Lost Ten Tribes. We do say that the majority of the Lost Ten Tribes are to be found in those nations. There's a big difference. I repeat, we say the majority of the Lost Ten Tribes today are to be found in those nations, and according to the Bible and according to researches in secular fields that we have done that confirm their biblical findings, majority of the Lost Ten Tribes are to be found amongst those nations, and in those nations they have historically and biblically come to expression. One of the sources that we guided us in this study, that we came across in this study, one of the biblical sources is in the book of Obadiah. The book of Obadiah is a very short book. It's just after the book of Amos. Obadiah is one page almost. It's one chapter. You can say one chapter. In the second last verse, it says, according to the King James translation, the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And we are concerned here with only the first portion of this verse. And it says in Hebrew, Beglut Ahel Azay Divnei Yisrael Asher Kananim Ad Safat. The captivity of this host, that's what it says. But in the actual Hebrew, doesn't actually say the captivity of this host. It means Ahel, this first captivity. That is how Jewish commentators understood it to mean. This first captivity, and they understood it to say, for instance, Rashi, one of the greatest commentators, the most revered commentators, the most respected and the most authoritative, in many respects, of all the commentators, he said this is referring to the exile of the first tribes, of the ten tribes, the first exile, which the ten tribes were the first of the Israelites to be exiled, and this is referring to the ten tribes of Israel. As Rashi says, Galut Ashahu Mibnei Yisrael Shegalu Me'asrad Ashvatim the Eretz Kananim Ad Safat. Rashi says, the exile which is from the children of Israel, who were exiled from amongst the ten tribes to the land of Kananim Ad Safat. So he said, and then later on he'll say that Zarephath means France. In other words, the Jewish commentators understood this verse to be referring to the exile of the 10 tribes of Israel. There were originally 12 tribes of Israel, as everyone knows. These 12 tribes split into two independent kingdoms. Judah was in the south, and the 10 tribes were in the north. The 10 tribes were conquered by the Assyrians, taken away, and they lost consciousness of their origins. They lost remembrance, knowledge of their ancestry. They no longer knew who they were. They no longer knew that they were descended from Israelites. They disappeared. Scripture tells us where they went to, and tells us that there was a reason for their forgetting, for their getting lost, as if to say they are known as the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Scripture speaks of them and speaks that in the future they will be found. Their identity will be made known unto them. And in this verse it says, this first exile, meaning the exile of the 10 tribes, they shall possess that of the Canaanites even unto Zarephath. What is Zarephath? Zarephath, if you look it up in the concordance, Zarephath, they will tell you that Zarephath was a city in Lebanon. On the coast of Lebanon, and we had then, you know, the story of Eliyahu, and the Zarephathite woman, the woman from Zarephath, whose son was raised alive by Eliyahu. But that doesn't, there's no contradiction, because in biblical Hebrew, the same name is often applied to more than one place. We come across this frequently. More than one location may receive the same name in biblical Hebrew. And according to tradition, Jewish tradition, rabbinical tradition, the name Zarephath was to be applied to the area of France, or to the area of France and that which is to the north of it, including Holland, and even into Scandinavia, or according to the Abravanel, another famous commentator, the term Zarephath meant France and England together. And so we have taken the different explanations as a whole. This is what we find. I'm going to read it through. If you want details and explanations of how he got this relevant quotations, go to our website www.britam.org, and there you will find both in biblical proofs concerning where the lost and tribes went to, and also in a Britam commentary to the Bible, to the different books of the Bible. You will find more details on this subject. Getting back to the point where we were, taking all of the Jewish commentators together as a whole, this is what we find, what Obadiah 1:20 says. And this first exile of the 10 tribes of Israel, it's according to Rashi, who dwell from Germany. In other words, their border will reach from Germany, which in this case, the Canaanites, according to Ibn Ezra and others, and Holland, who will dwell from Germany and Holland, according to Jewish sources quoted by Calvin, even unto France, and including France, according to Rashi, Ibn Ezra, the Radak, Abravanel, and Dat Sofrim, and England, according to the Abravanel, who says that the term Zarephath encompasses both France and England. And then he goes on to talk about the captivity of the Jews of Jerusalem, who will be in Spain and in the south, and so on. So, but what we are concerned with is identifying who the lost 10 tribes are, and here we find the Jewish sources understood the prophet Obadiah, as it's written in English, Obadiah, as it's pronounced in Hebrew, the prophet Obadiah in 1:20. Refer to the lost 10 tribes of Israel as being the first exile of the Israelites. They were exiled before any of the others. And he says that in the end times, they will be found in an area of Western Europe stretching from the region of Holland, France, and encompassing Britain. So, and by extrapolation, we can say that this also, this identification of lost in times with this nations also applies to the descendants of the inhabitants of the British Isles, who crossed the seas and settled in North America, Australia, New Zealand, and related areas. So here we have proof that the Lost in Tribes were in the West. We have given other talks and additional proofs showing the Lost in Tribes were in the West, the Lost in Tribes were in Northern nations, Lost in Tribes were in European nations. We've given other talks on this and given other biblical proofs which expand upon it and complement it. This is just one single point that confirms the results the results and conclusions that we've already reached in our previous talks from other points of view using other lines of evidence. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Bit and Broadcasting Israel. Thank you.